We begin our look at world news today in Ireland, where voters went to the polls today for a general election. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Over 3 million Irish people are eligible to vote in this election, and party leaders, including Prime Minister Bertie Ahern, were up bright and early on Thursday to cast theirs. The Irish leader might have expected a new mandate after a decade in which he helped to end a bloody conflict in Northern Ireland and saw his once impoverished country become one of Europe's wealthiest nations. But his campaign for a third successive term got off to a wobbly start with a series of negative opinion polls. This election is being seen as one of the most closely fought in Irish history, and lecturer in comparative political science at Queen's University Belfast, John Gary, says every vote will count.
Because it's a PR system, it's incredibly important for the impending government negotiations what all of the parties get. In Ireland, every single political party is relevant.
Bertie Ahern, whose Fianna Fáil party has governed in coalition with the small Progressive Democrats, faces a stiff challenge from the two main opposition parties, who have tapped into a sense that the wealth being generated by Ireland's Celtic Tiger boom is being squandered. Fine Gael and the left-leaning Labour Party say they will do better at running a shambolic health service and have promised to bring Ireland's creaking transport network up to speed. Dr. Christopher Farrington is based at University College Dublin's Political Science Department. He says the most likely scenario is some kind of minority government.
I think it's going to be very difficult after the election for any party to pull together 83 seats.
Early results in this noteworthy election battle are due out early Friday morning. I'm Lydia O'Kane.